Good afternoon. Call order. I would like to welcome you all to the Board of Directors meeting of the Altus School of San Diego Nonprofit Board, which operates Oradea Charter Schools and the Charter School of San Diego. I am Len Herring, Chairman of the Board, and I will facilitate the meeting. Let's take a roll call. When I call your name, please provide the group with a brief introduction. I don't know if that's necessary. And if there are any members in session. Myself, I. Scott?
Scott is excused.
David?
Here.
Right. So is David there?
Here.
Yes.
Here.
And Eric?
Present.
And Tim?
Good. Is there anybody that you'd like to introduce?
Well, Tim Martin, one of our board members.
He got me. I said here.
Oh, did he get you? Okay. No, I think you know everybody on that's on the call.
Okay.
All right. Admiral Herring, you are a little bit garbled here and there, so just in case.
Okay, I'll do my best here. Establishment of a quorum. Item 1.3, establishment of a quorum. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.3?
So moved, Morton.
Green, second.
Bruce, thank you. We'll take a roll call. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
We will now conduct a Pledge of Allegiance. If you would, please follow me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the
Republic
for which it stands, one
nation
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Moving on to item 1.5, is the item 1.5 approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve item 1.5 with any recommendations?
Admiral Herring, I do have a recommendation. I would like
okay.
to suggest that we show the president's report. I have a very interesting presentation, and there's two people that one on marketing and one on the curriculum. Dean Rambo is here. There she is. And Trevor's here too. They gave some outstanding presentations at our retreat about a month or so ago. I asked them to present here. But I'm afraid that the agenda may go long for a variety of reasons. We have some closed session work. And so I'm going to ask that we go through the other items. And if we have time at the end, then maybe we can have a presentation of one. If not, then we can record them. It's strictly informational. There's no action that has to be taken on anything they're presenting. But I could send them to the board members, and then at their leisure, they could watch the video rather than take board time. I hate to do that, but there are just some things that are required and have to be done online with the board live. And this is one of the things that we could use technology to kind of shorten the meeting. I hope you're not disappointed, Trevor, and I already talked to Trevor. I know he's dealing with it fine, and Catherine is very flexible. What do you think about that, board, if we go through the agenda and if we have time at the end, we might have time for a 15-minute presentation. If not, we'll just tape them and we'll send them to you prior to the December meeting. Admiral Herring, is that acceptable?
That sounds fine with me, Mary.
Then I would propose that modification, which I think would have to be incorporated into the motion.
A motion to accept the agenda with the modification that Mary presented.
Second, Green.
Okay. And is there anything else that anybody wants to add regarding or conversation thereof?
They're wonderful. You have something to look forward to. Grab a cup of coffee and we'll send it to you. They're really, really wonderful presenters. And we've shared the material with our staff and they're very impressed as well. So, thank you.
Okay. Then with those, with that modification, do I have a motion to approve?
We already had a motion and a second, Admiral, so go to vote.
Okay, and that includes Mary's modification?
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Therefore, we'll now do a vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Motion passes. Moving on. Public comment. Public comment is for items of interest to the public within the scope of the Altus San Diego non-agenda and shall be no longer than 2 minutes. Public comment for agenda items shall be no longer than 3 minutes. Speakers may not yield their time. In meetings held over Zoom, any person who wishes to make a comment or either on the agenda or non-agenda items shall do so by using the raising the hand feature in the Zoom to modify the board. In accordance with the Brown Act, no discussion or actions may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to respond or give direction to staff. All public comment will be heard at this point in the agenda as ordered below. Each agenda item being commented on will have a maximum of 20 minutes allotted for each non-agenda item and will have a maximum of 10 minutes. If necessary, I may equivocally decrease the time for each speaker in order to stay within the allotted time frame. Item 2.1 is non-agenda public comments. And this is the opportunity for members of the public to speak to the board on items not on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 2 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes, unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the items not on the agenda?
We are not aware of any.
Okay. Hearing none and seeing no raised hands, we'll move on to item 2.2, agenda public comment. This is an opportunity for members of the public to speak on the board on items that appear on the agenda. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and this item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. Speakers may not yield their time. Are there any public comments on the agenda items?
We're not aware of any.
Okay. Hearing nothing and seeing no raised hands, we'll move on. We'll now move to closed session. We will move to closed session to address the following three items. Public comment for closed session items. This is an opportunity for members to speak to the board in closed sessions, items 3.2.1 and 3.2.3. Speakers will be limited to 3 minutes per speaker, and the item is limited to 20 minutes unless otherwise modified by myself. The board is convening to closed session. The time is...
Oh, it's 4:39.
Okay, the time is now 4:39. Angela, if you will please place us in closed session.
Okay, we got everybody back.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I believe so, Admiral.
Okay, Admiral, why don't you do a quick roll call on the board?
Okay, return to open session. Report out of any actions taken in closed session, that there was no action that needs to be reported. We take a roll call quick before we get started. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Present.
Eric?
Present.
Very good. Everybody's here, and the time is, what time is it?
5:46 p.m.
Very good. 5:46 p.m. We are resuming open session. And I can report that there was no action taken that needs to be reported. We're now moving on to administrative items. 5.0, consider approval of the 2023-2024 board meeting calendar changes. Is there a report that needs to be had concerning these items, or does everybody understand where we're going?
Mary, you're on mute.
We're all good here, no changes.
We're on 5.0, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're on 5.1.
5.1. No, a recommendation for approval.
Yeah. I think everybody understands why the change was made. Okay, we have a motion to approve.
Motion to approve 5.1, Schweinfurter. Okay.
Second, Crean.
Thank you. Conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes. Item 5.2, consider approval of board meeting dates for workshops regarding professional development training, including best practices in charter school board management, updates on the Charter School Act, and a review of corporate practices, fiduciary duties, and fiscal oversights of the Brown Act conflict of interest laws. We're proposing part one on Wednesday, November the 1st from 8 to 10 in the morning. And part two on Monday, November the 13th from 8 to 10 in the morning. Mary, is there anything that you'd like to add to that?
We have to have a quorum to attend those, I believe. Although we can tape it, but actually the majority of the board needs to be there. So FYI. Okay.
Works for me.
All right. Do I have a motion to approve 5.2.1 or 5.2.2?
Motion to approve 5.2.1 and 5.2.2, Schweinfurter.
Thank you, Eric. Second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you, Tim. We're not going to conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is absent. Excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Item 5.3 is consider approval of amendment of employer agreement for founder, president, and chief executive officer. As to the next two agenda items, specifically items 5.3 and 5.4 regarding the board's consideration approval of amendments to the employment agreement for the founder, president, and chief executive officer, as well as the executive director, I would note that these amendments are solely limited to updating these position job titles to better align with the job titles utilized in a traditional school and district setting. Specifically, the proposal is to change the title of the founder, president, and chief executive officer to superintendent school services and founder, and to change the title of the executive director to the deputy superintendent school services. All other terms and conditions of these positions employment agreements would remain in effect. It is my recommendation that the board approve this amendment. Do I have a motion to approve the amendment to founder, president, and chief executive officer's employment agreement to reflect the change of superintendent school of school services and founder?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, David. May I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you, Tim. We will now conduct a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Very good. Moving on to item 5.4 is consider approval of the amendment to employment agreement for executive director. Do I have a motion to approve as amendment to the executive director's employment agreement to reflect the change title to deputy superintendent school services?
Motion to approve, Crean.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you. We will now conduct a voting roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Okay. 5.5 is the president's report.
That was the part that I asked to be modified and that we would do it by video.
Okay.
So you can skip that, please.
Yep. And then 5.2, same thing, correct?
Yes, and 5.5.3.
Okay.
Mary, just to be sure, if you can just do a motion and then a second and then to approve it, just to be sure that we're not challenged because it's on the agenda.
We motioned at the beginning to modify the agenda to push that item to the end. And
that's
if we
correct.
Have time, we'll take it. So it's been approved. So we can go on to 5.6, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. 5.6 is strategic plan update. 5.6.1 is school productivity indicators, Audeo Charter Schools, 5.6.1.1, school participation report, 5.6.1.1.2, school participation report for the period of 2023-24, months 7, 3 through 28. And then 5.6.1.2, school participation report for periods of 2022-23, months 12, 13, 5-1-2023, 6-23-2023, and then 5.6.1.2.2, school participation reports for periods of 22-23-24, months 7-3-2023 through 7-28-2023. Tim, is there a report for the items 5.6 through 5.6.1.22?
Yeah, on pages 4 through 15 on your board packets, you'll see the student productivity indicators for the last learning period of the 22-23 school year, the last two periods, and then the first learning period of the current school year, 23-24, for both Audeo and CSSD. Audeo ended last school year with a 95.4% participation rate. So that's our attendance with the students work product, which is an increase of 2.1% over last year. And then CSSD ended with an 89.3%, which was the same as the year prior. This year in the 23-24 school year, after the learning period one, which is mostly just the month of July, Audeo is at a 99.3% attendance rate, which is really strong. And CSSD is at 94.8% also. Very strong. So both are increases over the last year of 5.7% for Audeo and 3.9% for CSSD. So they're off to good, they ended last year with a good performance, and they're off to even better for the learning period one of this current year.
Very good. Mary?
No, I have nothing to add other than it's excellent commitment on the part of the teachers and the support staff.
Totally agree. They'll love the numbers. Moving on to item 6.0, our action items. Action items for the Audeo Charter School is 6.1.1, consider approval of the unaudited actual July 1st, 2022 through June 30th, 2023. Lynn, is there a staff report for item 6.1.1?
Yes, thank you, sir. First of all, I want to acknowledge and thank Board Member Crean for reviewing the unaudited actuals for both Audeo Charter School and the Charter School of San Diego. The unaudited actuals is a mandated reporting that is required for charter schools, And for Adair Charter School, it is found on pages 16 to 20. When Odeo opened the fiscal year for 22-23, the beginning fund balance is 6.570 million. And Odeo closed the fiscal year 22-23 with a 6.271 million fund balance or net assets. Odeo generated revenues for 22-23 fiscal year based on P280A of 416. The total revenues are 7.297 million and the total expenditures is 7.596 with a net result of operations. It shows a negative of 298,471. Please note that the school must meet expenditure threshold to meet regulation requirements. Additionally, the Odeo Charter School has received revenue for this fiscal year that was deferred in the amount of 1.277 million, which represents one-time special funding that is allocated to be spent for over 2 to 3 fiscal years based upon the expenditure plan. And because of this, there is a barrier as to when to spend it. We were able to defer for Odeo not to book it in 22-23 at the amount of 1.277 million revenues. Thank you.
Wow. Okay, any discussion? Nice to see the health of the organization financially. In no part does that not weigh on your shoulders there, Lynn. So I have a motion to approve.
Yeah, I after review, this is Crean. I motion to approve.
So a second, please.
Second, Morton.
Very well, thank you. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, we will conduct a voting roll call. Myself, aye. Scott Barton is excused. David Crean.
Aye.
Tim Morgan.
Aye.
Eric Schweinfurter.
Aye.
Okay, moving on to 6.1.2, consider approval of the arts, music, and instructional materials discretionary block grant plan. Lynn, is there a staff report for this item?
Yes, thank you, sir. I want to preface that arts, music, and instructional materials discretionary block grant is a one-time funding provided to local educational agencies, including charter school. The allowable expenditure criteria is listed on the plan, such as professional development and procurement of instructional materials, and included in that, I'll give an example, is visual and performance arts, ethnic studies, financial literacy, and computer science. It can also be spent on professional development and materials to improve the school climate for, and also for operational costs so that schools can sustain or support, I should say, the increase of retirement costs, the increase in health benefits, technology devices, and technology infrastructure. The funding is based on the 21-22 P280A at the funding rate of $666 per ADA. For Odeo, the funding allocations is $137,445. The school plans to allocate the funding at 20% of the funds, or $27,489 for criteria 1 expenditures, which is on instructional materials and PD core classes. 4% of the funding allocation would be spent on criteria 2 for curriculum and professional development for school climate. 4% is also going to be spent on criteria 3, which is the allowable expenditures for developing diverse school library. And 72% which equivalents to 98,960 on criteria four for operational costs such as retirements and health costs. Thank you.
Okay, Mary.
No additional comments.
Okay, any other comments? Any discussion? All right, do I have a motion to approve item 6.1.2?
Motion to approve, Crean.
Thank you, may I have a second?
Second, Morton.
Very well, thank you. We'll now take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to item 6.2. Action items for the Charter School of San Diego. Consider approval of the unaudited actuals FY July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. Lynn, is there a staff report for the department?
Yes, thank you, sir. When the school opened the fiscal year of 22-23, the beginning fund balance is $39 million. And CSSD closed the fiscal year for 22-23 with a $37.844 million fund balance or net assets. The equivalent P2ADA, CSSD generated revenue for 22-23 with a P2ADA of $1,557. Which is equivalent to total revenues of $25.854 million. And the total expenditures for the fiscal year is $27.011 million, which gave a net result of operations for CSSD at the negative of $1.157 million. Keep in mind that the school must meet expenditure threshold to meet regulations requirements. Similar to ADAO, CSSD has received revenue for fiscal year 22-23 that was deferred. So we deferred the revenue in the amount of $3.749 million. And this is for one-time special funding that is allocated to be spent for over 2 to 3 fiscal years based upon the plan of the school, the expenditure plan. Since there is a barrier as to when to spend it, we were able to defer the $3.749 million revenues. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Mary, any comments or additional concerns?
No additional comments.
Okay. Any discussion from board members? Very well. We'll now ask for a motion to approve.
Green, motion to approve.
Thank you. May I have a second?
Morton, second.
Thank you. We now take a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Well, motion passes. Item 6.2.2, consider approval of the arts, music, and instructional materials discretionary block grant plan for Lynn. Is there a comment here?
Yes, thank you. It's a quick one. The arts and music and instructional materials discretionary block grant for Charter School of San Diego, the school is allocated $541,500. The school plans to allocate the funding as follows. It's 21% of the funds, or $113,715, will be allocated for criteria one expenditure, which is for instructional materials and professional development core classes. 6%, or $32,490, on criteria two, which is for curriculum and professional development for school climate. 4% is going to be spent on criteria three for developing diverse school library, and 69%, or $373,635, on criteria four for operational costs, such as we can use this for the rising cost of employers' retirement contributions, health costs, technologies, and other technology infrastructure. Thank you.
Okay. Mary, any additional comments?
None.
Okay. Any discussion from board members? Very well. May I have a motion to approve 6.2.2?
Green, motion approved.
Very well. A second?
Second, Morton.
Thank you. Now roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott, excused. David?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
And Eric?
Aye.
Outstanding. Moving on. Item 7.0 is board announcements and comments. From time to time, the board has topics of interest that they would like to share with the community. These are informational in nature and do not require any action. Are there any comments or announcements that the board would like to make? Okay, hearing none, I'll just add one, so keep up the good work.
Second that motion.
Thank always you.
Always impressed. 8.0 is adjourned. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Mary, I know we modified the agenda to push your items, you know, to the end if we have time. Do you want to forego that, or do you want to?
I suggest that you let us videotape them and make them available to you at different times.
Thank you.
That you can have a cup of coffee and enjoy looking at them. There is no action that's required. It's just a sharing of some of the great things that are happening. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, I should have done that before the announcements. But I think that's a good idea, Mary. If you would have them done individually when you send them to us.
Yes, Trevor's going to take care of that for us.
Great. Thank you.
And the other stuff is going very well. I enjoyed watching the development, the podcast and the like. Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
A second, please.
Second, Morton.
And a roll call for vote. Myself, aye. Scott is excused. David?
Aye.
Eric?
Aye.
Tim?
Aye.
Passes, unanimous. Thank you very much for your time, folks. Keep up the good work, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you. Take care.
See you. Thanks. Bye-bye.